Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.
Thank you so much for staying with us. So we've just spoken to Mpumelelo Zikalala, who was explaining to us, you know, what legal rights any of these witnesses has, especially when they refuse to appear. We were speaking about Captain Matlala, who was obviously trying to give us reasons why he didn't want to appear before the ad hoc committee tomorrow. Well, that's now resolved. But there was somebody else who didn't pitch. In fact, he didn't even give an excuse. He just says, I'm not coming. I don't want to come. This is not the appropriate portfolio committee. And that is the former REF CEO Collins Letsoalo, who says he's not coming. He's not coming to SCOPA. Remember, SCOPA had actually summoned him to come before SCOPA, the portfolio committee. And he says, no, this is not the appropriate portfolio committee, so I'm not coming. He didn't come in the morning. They gave him out until 12 o'clock. He didn't show up. And so they've now gone back to figure out what they're going to do with this matter going forward. But Action SA, you know, obviously through the Member of Parliament, Ellen Beasley, they're saying, no, this is absolutely nonsense. Some action has to be taken. Thank you very, very much, Honourable Beasley, for making time for us. Good evening and welcome.
Good evening. Welcome to you. Welcome to your listeners. And please call me Ellen.
Lovely. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. What do you feel is the way forward now?
Now, we believe that criminal charges need to be laid. If a person denies a summons to appear before Parliament, it is a criminal act, and the legislation is quite clear that they're subject to either a fine or a 12-month prison sentence. So we think that he must face the full might of the law. You know, he's essentially, excuse the crudeness, but he's shown a middle finger to Parliament. And now, Parliament is meant to be an oversight body, and unless Parliament actually acts on it, we're just going to be a talk shop, and I certainly don't want to be part of a talk shop. He needs to help be accountable to all people of South Africa who contribute to the Road Accident Fund through fuel in their car every single day.
So are you writing to the Speaker? What's the way forward for Action SA?
No, so we're going to have another SCOPA committee tomorrow, but we definitely, our recommendation is that criminal procedures go ahead, and we're going to be adamant on it, and I have no doubt that that's the way that it's going to go, because otherwise it just makes Parliament an absolute farce. You know, people can decide whether they want to come or not, you know. And ultimately, Mr. Letsoalo works for the RAF. It is a government institution. And if Parliament doesn't have oversight, you know, he actually does, because some of these guys are when I say loose cannons, they've created absolutely havoc, and they need to come and give account.
So you know, you've left this now. Have you given to the Parliament's legal team to have a look at? Have you come to some sort of a consensus as the portfolio committee?
So tomorrow we meeting to finalise the way forward, and Mr. Letsoalo was meant to appear today.
Yeah.
He didn't.
Yeah.
So we stayed in the president's, in the precinct, but we'll come together as a committee and make the final recommendations. But I have no doubt from the tone of the discussions this morning that these recommendations will be that the full might of the law gets thrown against them, and that's certainly going to be Action SA's recommendation. And if for whatever reason the committee doesn't agree on that, we'll obviously put them. I may even go and lay charges in my own capacity as a member of Parliament. Yeah.
Well, I appreciate you giving us your time. We look forward to whatever decision this portfolio committee comes up with. So, Ellen Beasley, thank you so much for talking to us this evening.
You're most welcome. Thank you for having me.
So Ellen Beasley sits on that committee, and obviously, as he says, they're going to go back tomorrow to finally come to some sort of an agreement on what to do with this matter. So let's give it a day or two, or at least until they give us some sense of direction on what they want to do as a portfolio committee. Just maybe give me a sense of what you make of this, right? So he has been adamant that he's not going to appear before the SCOPA portfolio committee. Now, SCOPA is a portfolio committee that looks directly into public accounts. So wherever you know, you are responsible for public spending, of course you would be called by SCOPA if SCOPA feels that they need to ask you particular questions. And REF, I mean, if you have heard anything that has come out of some of the testimonies from people that work in that organization, it is horrifying. And it is so interesting that he just blatantly refuses to come and account for monies that obviously he has to account for as someone who was running a state entity. I cannot believe, you know, the chutzpah that he obviously has in saying, well, he's not coming. This is not the kind of portfolio committee that he should be being accountable to. It's just, for me, quite bizarre. But we'll wait and see. And obviously see how far this goes. So we'll give them a bit of time and see whether they move forward with what the Action SA is actually proposing. Ellen Beasley saying that, well, he feels that as a committee they need to actually move ahead and do the necessary steps to try and eventually get him to account. And if he cannot come in to Parliament, then, you know, the law needs to take its course. So I'm looking forward to what it is that they come up with. So I also have two audio pieces for you, because, as you know, today was a very interesting day at the ad hoc committee, as well as the Madlanka Commission. It's been quite interesting in the sense that when you look at some of the testimonies that have come through, for instance, at the ad hoc committee, today you had the CFO who has to account for what has been happening with the monies that were allocated to the PKT, and how those decisions were made, PKTT, I beg your pardon, and how those decisions were made. Really, really interesting. I have a feeling, though, that they were asking her, some of the questions that were posed to her were not necessarily meant for her. These are decisions that she did not make, but it was very important for her to account, to tell us exactly how she came to the decisions of continuing to authorize the money that was allocated to the PKTT and some other monies that were put forward to her. But I will play it for you a little bit later on so that I give you a sense of what it is that happened earlier on today. But let me go quickly to Ntate Selby in Orange Farm. Ntate Selby, it's always lovely hearing from you. How are you?
Hi, Kamelo. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you, Ntate Selby?
I'm very good, Major Kamelo.
Excellent.
No, Pamelo, Nagina or Batsanto Valitina Yahweta example guy and our Libaba was guy you can try in tea. Yahino Batsanto Mulela case very deep, but at the end of the day, Tanto Kato explain Ato Shail Laukomit.
So that is LB. When you feel hore Collins 20 getaring ba mo fostele. Oh, okay. I think we've lost Ntate Selby, but I think we got the gist of the story. Before we move on to some of the things that I wanted to discuss with you, I've got some good news for you, by the way. And the good news is that tomorrow we have a special Point of View event, and I don't know if he had picked up, but Thebe Ikalafeng has launched a new book. He was here not even a year ago. It was probably about 9-10 months ago with The Traveler was the name of the book. And we had quite an extensive conversation with him. And now he's come out with a new book. It's called Rooted and Rising. It's just literally just released, I think maybe 2 weeks old. And so tomorrow we are going to have a special event to, you know, continue on his launching trip, where we are going to be hosting him. He is going to come into studio. But what's also very interesting is that we are very happy to give you a chance to come and join this book launch tomorrow. So if you are able to come to Kaya House in Parktown, Rosebank, some will call it Rosebank, but we're on the Parktown side of Rosebank, please give us a call. We will arrange for you to come through tomorrow, and we'll make things happen for you. So you will be able to come and join a live audience tomorrow, and you will be a part of this wonderful book launch that we are putting together for Tebe Ikalafing. And the book is called Rooted in and Rising. And so we will start our broadcast at 8 o'clock, a live broadcast at 8 o'clock as usual, and there will be books available as well. But if you are one of our listeners, we'll give you one of those books, a signed copy also, for free. Let me go to Ntate Selby. Ntate Selby, good evening and welcome.
Good evening, Pamelo.
Warare motlhatlhele, Ntate Selby, a kene tronku.
I think
no, ke a that is Selby. So or tla bona ka usana gore ba decide eng. Which I
think ya go tlele o committee o ba fantswe ba e batlang o ba le ha. O jile di tshelete tsa rona.
That is Selby. Thank you so much, that is Selby, as usual. Okay, that is Selby in the Orange Farm. They're saying no, let Collins Letsolo just, you know, come out with the truth, and if not, let's make sure that he faces the full might of the law. I'd love to hear what you make of that. 086-000-00959. As I was saying, tomorrow we are launching Tebe Ikalafing's book. It will be here at Kaya House with a full audience. And if you want to be a part of that audience, give us a call. Tando will take your details, ask you one or two questions, and you will get yourself a signed copy of Tebe Ikalafing's book as well tomorrow. So if you are able to bring yourself to Kaya House tomorrow, we have a lovely surprise for you. So call in and we'll be able to make all of those wonderful things happen for you. Let me take a quick break. When I come back, we'll go straight to the ad hoc committee.
Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.